Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited if you want. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria. Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives from those who value liberty, then you can go to freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch. You can stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state, all at freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, we've been talking mostly about the Afghanistan withdrawal here tonight, which was the right decision to make. It was 20 years too late, but you know what? Better late than never. So you're still welcome to weigh in on that. Of course, Ron Paul weighed in. We had the Mises.org article that he published today about that. Aria, you're going to be looking into some classic Ron Paul clips maybe for tomorrow night's show. So that's
because
nice.
It's always good to have, you know, an authority figure, and Ron Paul's certainly an authority figure in the libertarian circles who, you know, predicted exactly this outcome. And it would be great to look back 20 years ago
and see what he said then.
To listen to him say this is going to end in a quagmire and ultimately the Taliban will remain in power 20 years ago, and then, you know, as he so often is, as libertarians so often are, proven 100% correct.
Now, when you say authority figure, do you mean authority like is normally
used? I mean respected figure.
Somebody who is an authority because they're an expert. Somebody who is, you know, somebody who knows a thing or two about the way things work in D.C. An authority on a specific subject. Not like authority like cops clubbing you kind of authority.
Yeah, I would say he's an authority on libertarian philosophy. I mean, he's very, very good at conveying it to people and bringing people into the folds of libertarianism. I was one of those. I'm sure I'm not alone here. Mm. But I was one of the people brought in by Ron Paul. And, of course, I went further than that and started reading Rothbard and Hayek and all these others. I was like, okay, Ron Paul, he's great, but he's not an anarchist. And what we really need is some anarchism. But
Ron Paul, I think, probably is secretly an anarchist. I just think that he is, like me, somebody who would not use that terminology to describe himself.
He's become more voluntarist since his retirement.
That's the terminology
that's for sure.
I would use. That's what I prefer, because it talks about what I'm for rather than what I'm against, and I'd rather be pro-peace rather than anti-war. Even though I'm anti-war, I'm just, you know, I'm pro-peace instead.
It depends on who I'm tailoring my message
that's
to,
true.
Which term I use. Just like I don't go around saying shemale a whole lot anymore because there's not much of an audience that, you know, that's going to end well with. But anarchists, there's still plenty of people who you can go, hey, I'm an anarchist, and they go, oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
So let's change gears and go down under to where in Australia we've been following. You like that, huh?
I do, because I know why you did it, why you looked at her when you did it.
Because he sounds like Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't think that sounds like Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy can barely put a sentence together.
As I understand, he released a new album recently.
Did he really?
He's like 80-something years
old. Unbelievable.
He has a song with Post Malone from 2019 that's really good. It's like rappy. Well, he's not rapping, but...
I saw that one, actually, a couple years ago. So, down in Australia, things have been pretty bad. And I don't mean they've been bad as far as, like, numbers of COVID cases or deaths or anything like that. No, no, actually...
Well, those numbers are probably pretty low because if one person tests positive, they lock down an entire province.
That's what they've done down there. They have locked down hardcore. In fact, according to Huddle AY on Twitter, the name is Bring Me the Hyper-Bitcoinization. That's the person's name. In a lengthy post on Twitter, one of those multi-post things where they put one of two or three of...
Have they never heard of Twitlong?
I guess not. I never have. In Australia...
It's really cool. It basically just allows you to post whatever you want, and then it basically is a link to your...
Oh, that's cool. I just post over at social.freetalklive.com, and then I get more characters that way. So,
I wish I had set it up prior to March the 16th to be able to do that, but instead it's all routed through my Telegram account, which...
I can't use, yeah. And you can't use.
I want to find somebody that I trust who had my Twitter account over to them, because I still get emails from them because I'm allowed to read my emails, and there's something like 296 unread notifications there, and I'm like, yeah, people are probably pretty curious.
In Australia, he says, we are in full lockdown. Helicopters patrolling the sky. Police checkpoints along the ground. Everything closed. But what's even worse? The actual COVID numbers. Australia has an approximate population of over 25 million people. Want to know how many COVID cases we have as of today? This was posted today. 39,096. Yes, our country is in lockdown because we have a 0.0015% infection rate. And how many have died from it? As of this writing, the official government stats have Australia at 958 deaths.
There's 25 million people living there, right?
That's correct.
958 is a very low number of deaths.
Yes, and I presume this is cumulative over the last 18 months. The total of Australian population who've died from COVID, the total percentage, is 0.00037%. It's getting too many zeros to the point where it's getting so small it's hard to really, you know, envision how small of a number of people that is.
Even 0.1%, that level of lockdown would be absurd for them, but yes. There's like four zeros in there.
That's right. But that's not all. 2.45, because how many people catch COVID? Or what about those who catch it? How many of them die? 2.45% of people who've contracted COVID in Australia have died from it. Now, to be fair, that does sound like quite a lot. But what if we break it down by age? 325 of the 958 deaths have been Australians over the years of 90.
Okay, so people who were on their way
going
out the
to
door.
Die anyway.
Yep, not that they deserve to die, but I mean, yeah. If you're 90, you've had a full life, and you're on your way out.
Yeah. 33.9% of the Australian COVID deaths belong to people who are less than a decade away from hitting 100. But a lot of young people are dying, though, right? Well, 394 of the 958 deaths have been between the ages of 80 and 89 years of age. So that's 41.1% of Australian deaths belonging to people who are approaching their 90s. Want to see the stats for 70 to 79?
So we're looking at right now something like 70% of people in Australia who have died were above the age of 80, right?
Yeah, 41.1 plus 33.9. That's close 74. To 75%.
Yeah.
According to the rest of this, 161 people of the 958 were between the ages of 70 and 79, and that's another 16.8%.
You can't pretend that this is to protect people.
It's not. It's to control them. I mean, they literally have checkpoints in the streets.
They have helicopters in the skies.
Yeah. So that must mean the elderly are catching it, right? Or catching it the most, right? Nope, the highest rates of infection are 20 to 29-year-olds.
The most social groups.
30 to 39-year-olds. So 21.2% of 21.2% of the cases. Sorry, so there's over 8,000 cases. 17.2% of the cases are between 30 and 39.
72%?
17.2.
Okay.
Weird how they're not all dying, though, which means, you guessed it, the lowest rates of infection are people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
People who don't go out.
In summation, Australians are living like prisoners because we need to be kept safe from a virus that has infected 0.0015% of the population and killed 0.00037%, with 91.8% of the deaths in people over 70. That's amazing.
Overreaction, I would say. And I imagine the numbers are pretty similar no matter where you look in the world. And we've been talking about that. The data has been clear since COVID started, you know, being talked about. It's not killing young people. It's killing primarily older people.
Well, let's check in with a police chief in New South Wales and see what he has to say.
This will launch Operation Stay at Home. The unprecedented operation will see thousands of police officers from police districts and police area commands across the state working alongside our colleagues from the Australian Defence Force enforcing the strengthened public health order.
Australian Defence Force, that's the military.
So they're under martial law?
Yes. They have been that way.
1,400 highway patrol officers will be out and about with their specialist equipment, patrolling back roads, setting up roadblocks, so there is simply nowhere for you to go if you want to breach public health orders. Overnight, we had 529 infringement notices issued for breaches of the public health orders, 29 people charged. Unbelievably, 31 infringement notices were issued to a group of young people who thought it was a good idea to have a public gathering on the cliffs at Clove Valley.
My God, how dare these young people go out and stand on some cliffs where they're getting fresh air and they can be away from other people or whatever, because, you know, there's not going to be a whole lot of people, 29 people on the cliffs. We're coming up here in moments from Australia.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Blog Live. Australia setting up thousands of police officers to checkpoints. Actually, this is the police in New South Wales, so I don't know if it's all of Australia, but it's been pretty bad there. And when I say it, I mean the enforcement on COVID. The virus, like, no big deal. There aren't that many people that have died, but that's not
they're
an
under
issue.
Fewer than 1,000 deaths.
For the whole country.
For the entire country,
in
yes.
18 months total.
But look at what they do. I mean, this whole new lockdown in New South Wales, if I recall correctly, it happened because someone who worked at, like, a pet food factory...
An old guy.
...tested positive.
An 80-year-old man
and
died.
This is the result of all of that.
Yeah. They're freaking out down there, and maximum lockdowns. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
And I want to say thank you to one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers. What is an amplifier? It is somebody who's joined the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. In this case, Kingston Smith, who is a gold amplifier, meaning that Kingston contributes $10 a month, or at least $10 a month, to the AMP program. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get on more radio stations around the country. So we can bring more people to the ideas of freedom, because sadly there aren't that many people on the radio talking about this stuff, period. And if you want to help us out with that, it's $5 a month at least. Again, Kingston's doing gold, so he's doing 10. But you can do it for 5 over at amp.freetalklive.com. Credit card, debit card, PayPal, we've got those options there for you. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. I want to go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything you want. John is on the line in Ohio, listening online. Go ahead, John.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, I got a question about cryptocurrency. Quick one. I'm looking for a wallet to put on an Android phone for somebody that I could put, like, $100 on just so they can watch it and track it themselves and have a vested interest.
Edge wallet.
Edge wallet, and secondarily, I would say Exodus wallet if Edge doesn't float your boat. But for mobile, Edge is probably the best experience. Exodus is good because it's cross-platform, so they could have Exodus on both a phone and, say, a laptop and see the same balances across both, which is something Edge doesn't offer. But Edge is perfect for payments, especially real-life payments, and it's awesome.
Edge is a little more user-friendly.
Yeah, I would say so.
Excellent. Thank you. Can I ask another one?
Yeah, sure.
So I got a guy that's at a local coffee shop that I'm trying to accept cryptocurrency. And I'm planning on putting this money on a wallet for him just so he can track.
Mm-hmm.
What are some suggestions you would say to him?
Oh, you mean as far as, like, what cryptocurrencies he should get?
Yeah, I guess so. Or, like, some. I guess that would be a great question to have an answer for. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, how would you help persuade a local business owner?
Oh, well, first I would move to New Hampshire and forget about Cleveland. And then I would gather together with other cryptocurrency users. That way you have some economic strength. That way you actually have more than just you. Because
but he's doing a good thing by trying to get somebody to accept it.
He
I would
is
say
doing a good thing.
Tell them that they should hold on to it for years, or hold on to a certain percent of it for years, and they can change the other one to dollars if they ever need to.
That's a good suggestion. How far along in this process are you with this guy?
I've showed him some of the stuff on my personal end. I'm a beekeeper by trade. I sell honey. I do a lot of farmers markets. So I've been accepting cryptocurrency.
Great.
Like, I don't know, man. 2008, since I heard it from you guys.
That would have been before it existed, but I take it you've been into it for a long time.
It may be worth pointing out to him that, you know, if he had started this process with you a year ago and gotten $100 worth of cryptocurrency from you, then right now that $100 would be worth something
$400.
Like $400.
Yeah, that's always important to point out. But here's another question: are you a regular customer of this person?
Yeah, I go in there about twice a week.
Okay, that definitely helps. So it helps to have a relationship with the business owner. They know who you are. They know that you're a regular. They know you're not just some salesman, a pitchman coming in to try to get them to sign up for a thing that they don't really want. So that helps. But, you know, it's a tough pitch to get a business owner to start accepting a cryptocurrency when they honestly don't know what the demand is, when it's just you. if you're the only person who's ever, and maybe you aren't, maybe somebody else went in there 2 weeks ago and said, hey, can I pay with Bitcoin? But it definitely helps if you have more than one person who is a regular, somebody who is, you know, they know, who also is interested, because then they're doing something for more than one customer. It's just, it's hard to, as a business owner, and you probably know this if you're busy, you know, you run your own business, you're so busy. You don't have time to sit down and, you know, spend 10 minutes learning a new thing just because one customer wants to, you know, not pay with cash or a credit card or something like that.
Unless you're a daily customer.
Right. You could also point out to him that even if you're the only Bitcoin-using customer right now, just how mainstream it's going, and probably pretty soon a lot more of the population is going to be using it.
Yeah, I mean, there is the speculative aspect of it. That's definitely true. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I think it's great. If you can get this guy on board and he's willing to do it just for you, that does speak a lot to the relationship that you have with him. And so there's no reason why you shouldn't move forward with that. Have we answered your question, John?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Just to give you a little bit more background, there's a farmer's market I've been going to for 8 years right down the road. And this is where I go in the morning to get my cup of coffee. In the last 8 years, I've had people pay with cryptocurrency 3 times. This year,
it'd be substantially higher in New Hampshire. Sorry, what were you saying, John? This year, what?
Well, since I started this year, I've had 3 times this year I've had people pay.
Wow, that's cool. And you've got like a Bitcoin logo out or something like that so people know, or are they just asking?
Yeah, I got a little sign hanging up that says we take cryptocurrency. And
what cryptocurrencies are you accepting?
I really promote Pirate.
Pirate? And are people using it?
Actually, I got two. The two this year paid in Pirate. And
amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's cool. I'm really glad to hear that. I didn't realize that it was that that popular.
Man, I wish I could find a beekeeper here selling local honey for crypto, because I've been looking for local honey.
There you go, John. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I think that's great. And that's another reason, you know, to come up here, because the more people that we have in the community, the better off we all are. The more cool products and services that are available for crypto.
I'm actually just kind of surprised that you haven't found a beekeeper in New Hampshire willing to take cryptocurrency.
I think I haven't asked the right people.
Ask Jay Noon. If anybody would know such a person, it would be him.
I don't think she's found a beekeeper in New Hampshire yet, but she hasn't really looked.
Yeah, I've been trying so hard. I guess I've been looking.
Fair point.
Because if you can find one, then yeah, it never hurts to ask. And even if you are just one person in a place, it certainly doesn't hurt to ask your regular places that you shop, the ones that aren't corporate. Corporate, you're going to waste your breath. But if it's, you know, mom-and-pop-owned kind of business, it never hurts to say, hey, are you guys taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin yet? And just see what they say. You know, it may be that they've heard about it, but it never had anyone ask them. And the fact that you asked about it might make them take it seriously, or make them spend the time to look into it. Or maybe you'll be the second person to ask about it, and then they will look into it because they didn't the first time. You know, you never know.
It never hurts to ask, at the very least.
It never does. 603-283-6160. But if you want to succeed, then you should gather together with like-minded people in the same geographic area like we've done here in New Hampshire. And no, don't try to redo what we've done in New Hampshire somewhere else. Just come to New Hampshire if you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're a liberty-loving anarchist, if you're a crypto-anarchist. This is...
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden addressed the nation on Monday, standing firmly behind his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan following the collapse of the Afghan government over the weekend. Acknowledging that the Taliban took control faster than expected, Biden said that if Afghan forces were unable to mount a resistance to the Taliban now, a longer presence of U.S. troops wouldn't have made a difference.
We gave them every chance to determine their own future. What we could not provide them was the will to fight for that future. Some very brave and capable Afghan special forces units and soldiers. But if Afghanistan is unable to mount any real resistance to the Taliban now, there is no chance that 1 year, 1 more year, 5 more years, or 20 more years, the U.S. military boots on the ground would have made any difference.
This is USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Fred made landfall Monday afternoon along the coast of the Florida Panhandle near Cape San Blas, Florida. The storm moved inland, bringing sustained winds of 60 miles an hour and heavy rains to the Panhandle and southwest Georgia. More than 7 inches of rain were recorded in Panama City, Florida, and flooding has been reported across the Panhandle. The storm is expected to continue north towards Atlanta on Tuesday, bringing bands of heavy rain of 4 to 7 inches along the Alabama-Georgia border and into the western Carolinas. And for the first time ever, a water shortage has been declared at Lake Mead. The Bureau of Reclamation making the declaration Monday, as levels at Lakes Mead and Powell have reached their lowest levels on record following years of drought. The lakes have lost 50% of their capacity in just the last 5 years. Water from the Colorado River will also be rationed to Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico starting in January, with Arizona slated to lose 18% of its normal apportionment. Officials warned further actions will likely be necessary as the western U.S. continues to deal with severe drought conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. Whether you want to talk about recruiting businesses to accept cryptocurrency, that was our last caller. The crazy situation there that's continuing to get worse in Australia.
I want to weigh in on that real quick, though.
Yeah, please.
If you're passionate about using cryptocurrency and you're not in a place like New Hampshire where you have a lot more allies than that, I think your best course of action is actually going to be email major companies like Valve or, you know, AT&T or whoever, because there's probably on a national level more people emailing AT&T than there are this guy at the coffee shop. You might have more luck trying to pull your weight emailing Walmart or someone else.
That's a good point, yeah.
Instead of trying to do
a
local
effort. Yeah. We're going to continue, of course, with your calls and thoughts here, and then more on the crackdown that is happening as we speak in Australia with the insane level of enforcement, helicopters, checkpoints. A police officer in New South Wales giving a televised press conference announcing thousands of police will be in the streets for what they're calling Operation Stay at Home. But first, we go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major Payne.
Yes, welcome to Insaneism. Old China Joe's done it for us this time, hadn't he?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I'm talking about the old Wuhan virus. This thing is mutated 3-4 times already.
Well, it's significantly higher than that, as I just learned. The Delta strain, it does have one of those coded letter number things. It's like 2A, 1B, or some nonsense like that. So only
There's
some of them become
coming
prominent.
Out of Argentina right now. This is a fresh one. And I seek intelligent counsel, and I have it on pretty good authority. This thing is going to rock on through two or three more mutations.
Why wouldn't it just keep going?
We're going to be rolling with this old dog for about 5 years. So if we all decide to come or succumb to the will of the state, we're done for.
Well, I agree with you on that one.
I think 5 years is optimistic. I think coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2 is going to be with humanity for the rest of our existence.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be that all the other SARS viruses are?
Correct, and they're going to...
I'm just talking about the rolling of the different mutations.
Yeah, it's going to keep mutating in the same way that, you know, the first cold you got ain't the same as the last cold you got. Thanks for the call today, Major Payne. I appreciate it, man. 603-283-6160, in the same way the flu continues to mutate over time. And we didn't freak out about these things before. I'm not freaking out about this now, but almost everybody is, for whatever reason, about COVID.
Old people died from the flu all the time before.
Young people died from the flu, and young people aren't really dying from COVID.
In 2019, my friend got the flu, like, before COVID started, and he was saying, like, oh, I feel bad because I can't, like, go to my grandparents' house or something like that. And I was just like, why? And he's like, old people die from the flu. And I was like, oh, wow, I never heard about that. But it was already a thing, and nobody was like, you know, friend to the friend that had, you know, the flu, you need to, you know, like, quarantine for 2 weeks, you know, something like that. But
it's been a curious study in the spread of fear, because fear is spread far better than the coronavirus has.
Oh,
and fear
yeah.
has infected the entire world, and people are getting off on it. They love the fear now.
And the state has been spreading along with it. Let's go back to the officer bragging about all the busts that they made overnight in New South Wales for people getting together, hanging out.
Young people who aren't dying from this thing.
Right.
Significant police resources were used to break up that gathering, and of course 31 infringements were issued. 8 infringements issued to people who thought that they could gather in a residence at Jesmond up near Newcastle. 10 infringements issued to a group of people who went to a barbecue lunch at Blacktown yesterday.
The monsters! What about my grandmother? She wasn't there.
Lunch.
Oh, that's right, she wasn't. Nowhere near Australia.
And if she were there, she probably wouldn't have been invited to the barbecue lunch.
Or she could have declined.
Yeah, and if she was worried about it, she could have made that choice for herself.
I'd love to go to a barbecue lunch with my friends and family, but now is simply not the time.
That's right. We get to say when the time is to eat barbecue.
It's been...
Get that shrimp on the barbie.
It's been 18 months, dude. 18 months of you trying to keep young people and, you know, middle-aged people locked up in their homes, unable to go to work and things like that. I don't know how delusional they have to believe that they can carry this on for any much longer period of time without seeing these sorts of activities in mass.
If you think this is bad, wait till you hear the next video. Here we go.
We are faced with a situation with the Delta variant, I should say, that spreads across young people, so it's particularly disappointing to see young people involved in breaches of the public health order. We now have a statewide lockdown across the state. We need 100...
Statewide lockdown orders. So now I don't know if that means all of Australia or just New South Wales, but it is no longer just a few neighborhoods as it was a month ago. They are locking the whole place down. Thousands of police officers. If you just tuning in, that's the part of this video that you missed, was in the last segment. He said thousands of police officers are joining the already existing military that is in the streets there to set up roadblocks all over the place.
100% of people to stay at home and comply with the orders. Not 90%, 100%. In terms of regional New South Wales, as I've said before, emergency operations centres and emergency arrangements are up and running across local government areas in regional New South Wales. We are enacting plans that were developed some time ago that we hoped that we would never have to use. Those plans have been designed for specific at-risk communities, and we need everyone to abide by the public health orders, but know that those emergency management arrangements, which include police, health, and a cross-section of government agencies, are there to support you through this difficulty.
Who is saying now in Los Angeles and San Francisco saying, hey, we need to do this vaccine mandate, this vaccine passport now so we don't have to close businesses later. Look,
well, if any Lady Gaga stans are listening at all, they will remember that in May, I think it was May, maybe April, this video came out of Australians dancing in a club with no masks. To one of Lady Gaga's songs from her newest album called Replay, and everybody was like, wow, I'm so jealous. Look, that looks so fun. Because they had locked down, they get to dance in clubs to Replay, and like that video went everywhere. That was always the caption, like, oh my God, Australia locked down. I hate America because we didn't obey the government and we don't get to dance in clubs to Replay.
Now look.
Yeah, now look. It's their compliance is what put them in this spot.
Mm-hmm.
What concerns me is he talks about plans that they've had for a while that they were hoping they didn't want to implement,
right.
Weren't going to implement. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control here in the United States, they have a plan on their website that's all about rounding up the vulnerable parts of the population
and putting them in camps
and segregating them into away from the yep. rest of society. So the CDC has one of these horrifying plans that they hope they never have to put in place.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that, but you're right about that. I was thinking about just the fact that these politicians out in California, where they're now putting in the vaccine mandates, that are there saying, oh, well, we don't want to have to close down businesses. That's why we need to have the vaccine mandates in place. So, you know, they have the plan to close down businesses. That's what their plan is. Their plans are likely very, very similar to what's going on in Australia. It's just they don't have the excuse for it yet. They want to put in the passports now to get those in place. That way they can allow those people to have more freedoms when the more intense lockdowns come later on this year. And so it'll be even more of a push for people. Because right now they're saying, oh, well, you can go indoors. You can do things. You can do everything if you have the vaccine passport in places like New York City and San Francisco. And then come this fall, when the lockdowns come back, then you'll still be able to do a little bit more. You won't be able to do everything that you used to be able to do because, well, you know, we have to lock people down. But if you want to be able to go to the gym, you'll be able to with the passport.
Have you thought about why the news media isn't really covering the CDC's latest guidelines about masks and stuff like that? Because there hasn't been anything in the media about said guidelines.
What are the guidelines?
I looked it up on the CDC's website, just assuming that I can use a .gov site, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're confusing as hell.
Oh, yeah.
It's no surprise that the media isn't talking about it because they don't make any scientific sense whatsoever.
We'll continue here. Here's one that doesn't make sense. You can't remove your mask to drink outdoors in Australia.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The number is 603-283.
I've done that
6160. I'm trying to pull up this next clip here because there was an advertisement in front of it, and I obviously don't want to play that. This next clip from Australia. Now, this is the Premier Daniel Andrews. Now,
what is a premier in Australia?
I'm not sure. In fact, that's what I was just about to check here. A premier, Daniel Andrews, the Victoria premier. So I presume that means he's the head of the Victoria province, I think they're...
I understood it to mean that he signs his orders, His Excellency.
Probably does. So I'm going to play this for you. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. We just played a clip from New South Wales where a police officer was bragging about all the arrests and the... there was a term he used. Basically, they were like citations, but they used a different term. Infractions or something. Infringements, I think he called them. Infringements that they were writing out for people that were doing things like hanging out.
Young people who are not at risk of, dying.
In any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And so he was bragging about that and how they're going to put thousands of police officers in the streets to create checkpoints and so on. And now here's a story from skynews.com.au with a clip of the Victoria Premier, Daniel Andrews. Here's what he has to say, and he is mad, mad, mad. Uh-oh. Hang on, this damn autoplay mute thing. Hang on a second. Let me back this up.
Ask to drink a cocktail.
Hold on. All right, Daniel.
We got to hear this from
hold your horses there, man. This is the most awkward play button here. Here we go.
No removal of masks to consume alcohol outdoors. So you will no longer be able to remove your mask to drink a cocktail at a pop-up beer garden on a footpath.
What? A beer garden.
A pop-up beer garden on a footpath. Okay, so this is someone who's still trying to sell alcohol because they've made them close their business. They're like, hey, let's just open up a bar here on the sidewalk.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I thought you said bee garden.
Yeah, it did sound like it, there was no R. There was clearly no R that was expressed, but that's what he meant, a beer garden. And now what's not clear is whether you are allowed to actually go out and do things. So I'm guessing in Victoria Province, maybe they're not as restrictive as far as a total lockdown like in New South Wales. But I'm not sure. I don't know what all the different states or provinces are in Australia, and I'm sorry I don't have a map in front of me right now. But let's go on with what he has to say, because you're not allowed to drink alcohol outdoors. So what about, like...
What if you're by yourself?
Is it legal
to drink alcohol outdoors in public
on
there?
A footpath?
Because that's not, as I understand it, that's not legal anywhere in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, before I started laughing about the weird way he said it, I forgot that I was wondering, wait, they're allowed to go out in public and drink alcohol? I thought they're locked in their homes.
So Victoria is the state that includes Melbourne, which is actually the state south of New South Wales. So okay. This is a different state of Australia in this particular case. Let's go on.
Part of a pub crawl. The VCGLR, and I understand Victoria Police, are looking at what occurred over the weekend at a number of licensed venues. There's being reviews conducted into the terms of those.
Okay, so if they have licensed venues that are open, that means they're not in a total lockdown there at this time. Let's go on.
Licenses and whether any of those license holders have done the wrong thing. Again, that makes you angry, but why am I angry about that? Because it devalues the work that thousands of publicans and restaurant owners and bar owners, the good work that they're doing, diligently following COVID-safe protocols, providing takeaway. Take away, not hang around and turn the footpath into a pub. Pubs are shut for a reason.
I see what's going on.
Takeout only, and some of these people are buying their food, and they're just turning around and having it in the grass or whatever.
Yeah.
He's upset.
He's angry. Quote, that's what he says. He's angry.
What's a publican? Is that a citizen, or is that the police?
I assumed it was someone who owned a pub.
That's what I assumed.
Oh.
Yeah. So in New South Wales, the state to the north, it's a total lockdown. You can't leave 100%. You're staying in your home. You can't go to work unless you work in a grocery store. Or
what if the kangaroos take over?
They are scary.
The emus might. Didn't Australia fight a war against emus and lose?
What is an emu anyway?
It's like a giant bird, right?
I think it's like an ostrich.
I don't know.
I can't wait to hear about the internet people I just made mad by comparing an emu to an ostrich, but I think they're sort of similar.
Have you ever seen the videos of kangaroos fighting?
I have not.
Yeah, it looks just like an ostrich to me, maybe like a little bit more fur, blue face.
You do not want to get into a fight with a kangaroo.
Well, the Australian military lost a war against emus, so I don't want to get in a fight with them either.
I tend not to get into fights with people, though, but
yeah,
certainly
plan.
Not with, you know... kangaroos. So it's total lockdown in the state just to the north of where these people are. They don't sound like they have total lockdown in Melbourne or in Victoria Province, but it sounds pretty intense with no businesses or no bars or whatever allowed to actually serve you in the bar. You can take it out, you can take it to go, and then people are drinking along the footpaths.
But how is that the fault of the pub owners? No, once you serve them their food, if they're not in your building, that's the city's problem at that point.
So now he's saying if you're out on the footpaths, you won't be able to remove your mask to have a drink going on.
It's not safe for them to be open. It's as simple as that. So often the poor behavior, the poor choices of a small number of people, they just devalue all the amazing work that so many more are doing.
And everyone else is so obedient. These people that just want to go out and have a good time and aren't worried about this little cold or flu, how dare they devalue all of the obedience that we have in this province?
Now, we all went through American education. Don't any of us, are we the only people who remember how screwed up and how immoral it was when the teacher would punish the entire class
yes.
for two or three people talking?
Everyone has had that happen.
That's exactly, and we were all against it, and adults are still against it, but that's exactly what is happening here.
That was something that could have turned me statist, because when I was in the third grade, that was the first year I went to public school. I was homeschooled before then, and I just remember so well, I was like a good kid, like I was smart, and when the teacher was talking, I wouldn't talk because I wanted to learn and stuff. And other kids, like especially the boys, because they're all rowdy, they would be talking, and the teacher would like, I'm not talking until everybody is quiet, and we're having 5 minutes of silence and all this stuff. And my brain would always just be like, why am I in trouble? I didn't do anything. Like, I just want to learn and then have our, you know, actual time we get to talk. It's not fair.
And that would have turned you statist. Why?
I remember looking at the board on the wall, and it had the rules, and I was like, it's so easy. You just follow the rules, and then you don't have to do this. If the boys would just follow the rules. Now.
That's what people are saying about in, you know, New South Wales. And
that's how they train people.
In San Francisco and cities near you.
They certainly trained people, because now, despite going through that and being against it, these adults are coming out in support of it.
That's right.
Yes, lock down the entire country because a portion of the population won't listen or is going out in public or having drinks or won't get vaccinated or whatever. Punish everyone.
And you're right, Bonnie. The government schools are absolutely training, not for going to work or how to be an adult or anything like that. It's training for obedience and how to tell, you know, be told what to do and how to obey your government masters when you quote unquote grow up.
Well, the earliest lesson anyone has in school is going to be with the principal, who is judge, jury, and executioner. They're told about this mythical land of the free where they have rights and there are checks and balances, but they grow up in large part in this environment where there's this one figure who's ultimately in charge, and if that figure decides they're guilty, that figure also gets to punish them. And in many cases, write their laws as well. So they grow up in dictatorships, and they come out to society, and they're like, hey, all of those freedoms and rights that we always talked about, they don't notice that they don't actually exist because they were told they existed under that authoritarian regime that was the principle.
Let's hear from more authoritarianism right now.
I want to give a shout-out to our hospo industry, who have done it very tough. These last 18 months, and know and understand that we know as a community that the vast majority of people in that industry are doing the right thing. I just again appeal to everyone.
Except for those darn doctors and nurses that won't take the vaccine. Isn't it interesting? The messaging has changed about the heroes, right? Because a year ago, everyone in the medical field was a hero, but now we're starting to hear about doctors and nurses who don't want to take the vaccine. And so all of a sudden, there's a schism. Now there's the people who are the heroes because they're taking the vaccine. They're doing what they're told. But there's those other doctors that they just won't go along to get along.
Yeah, it's so messed up in their own worldview, like the authoritarians, their worldview, to punish the people who work through apparently the worst time to be working in the medical industry just because they won't do something to their
body.
All of
them are being threatened right now. They're being told, you either get the vaccine or you will lose your job by October. That is happening.
Hero or not.
Right. That is happening across the board in the medical fields. We're hearing from them on the air and off the air. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.